This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Vine grower, teach us to love one another with that passion which comes from your overflowing heart, so those around us will recognize us as sisters and brothers, bound together by your love, not divided by our fears. Vine of our lives, teach us to serve one another with that compassion which comes from our broken heart, for the hungry are our brothers, the immigrants are our sisters, the homeless are our families. Fruit-bearing Spirit, teach us to include others with the embracing welcome which comes from your inviting heart, offering forgiveness to those who hurt us, peace to all filled with hate, hope to those burdened by despair. And please be seated. Welcome back, pilgrims, the weary pilgrims. They're all sick, they can't hear, but welcome back. I hope you get a good week's sleep. It's wonderful to go. So today's gospel, like last week's gospel, is all about God's love and abiding. Last week we heard, anybody remember? Good Shepherd Sunday, right? Good Shepherd, and there's that beautiful story, right? And today we have this other image of vine and branches abiding in me as I abide in you, showing the closeness, the care that God has for Jesus, Father has for Jesus, and then Jesus has for us. So as I was imagining this gospel and what I was going to say, my wife usually says, what are you talking about this week? And then I tell her, and then she tells me what her sermon would be. And I go, that's great. That's not what I'm going to say. But she did remind me. She goes, remember when we lived in Macon, Georgia? We lived in this little brick house, and out back was this big yard. I'm thinking it had to be a quarter acre of a backyard. And the people who owned it were the people next door, because the brother, sister-in-law lived in this house, and then the sister-in-law finally died. So they're renting out this house to us lowly students. So anyhow, we have this, I thought it was a cool little house, and then in the backyard, the neighbor said, my brother-in-law had a garden there for many, many years. It was a wonderful garden. And I, a Florida boy who knows how to dig a hole and put a orange tree and let it grow, that's my experience of gardening, said, I never gardened before. They go, we'll help you, and we'll get Mr. Smith down the road, the local farmer. So they came and gave me a lot of ideas and tips and what to do, and showed me how to use the rotor tiller all over the ground where it used to be. And we put in half a garden. It was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 rows. So for me, it was a big garden, and they said, get these seeds. We had tomatoes and butter beans and you name it, just all the corn, a whole bunch of stuff. And he said, Mr. Smith suggested, plant some cucumbers. Someone's planted cucumbers before. So I did. In fact, I planted a whole row of cucumbers and plant them on the outside because they're going to go, right? They're going to grow. And so they grew. And they took off. They took off across the lawn. I mean, you could come out and watch them grow. That's how quick they grow. So what do I know? And, you know, in 30 days, 60 days, whatever it was, the cucumbers start coming out, and they're little, you know, like the little dills that you could get, but then they get bigger and bigger, and they grow fast. And so I would go around, and I literally had a bushel basket and would fill a bushel basket. My wife would take them to, she worked at a med school. I was going to law school. We'd take them. Everybody sure would take a free cucumber. The next day I go out there and look under the leaves. I swear I had gotten every single one, but I had not. Or they just grew overnight, because I would load another half a bushel. And then after a while, people are like, I have enough cucumbers. So anyhow. But it was just a wonderful kind of thing to do, to kind of get out of the house, not study and all that type of thing. Anyhow, this image of just the way things just grow and the way just things popped up, we can all imagine, if you haven't been around grapevines, you can imagine it. And how many have? How many people have gone and gone on those tours and you walk around the grapevines and all that? It's the same idea. Yeah, raise your hands. Because, you know, grapevines are great because they make grapes, right? They grow pretty quickly, and they have that same, like, curly Q spinny, you know, endings that just grow and move and then form like new vines, and they go on and on and on, and you have this continuous branch and then this continuous vines. And with good soil, with good nutrients, with the good sun, and the atmosphere, etc., the vines really bear a lot of fruit. But it's not just that. It takes the vine grower to walk around and trim, right? There's a lot of pruning involved. And that image is also in our story today, our gospel story. There's this wonderful image of the vines and branches telling us about the closeness of Jesus as the church of the church community of St. Joe's, as the church community here at the 9:30 service, right? There's a community here that doesn't exist anywhere else, right? And so it's interesting how the vines and branches are always intertwined. It's interesting how our lives in this community, even at the 9 o'clock service, are intertwined, right? So this really tight group, and I'm sure the pilgrims got even tighter as they travel with each other all over. So interestingly, these vines need that branch, but the branch kind of needs the vines too, because the end of it will be the fruit, right? So as with many living organisms, as I said, some of the vines die. Part of life, right? And they have to be pruned in order to help the entire plant bear more fruit and a higher yield of fruit, as they would say in the business. And in this case, it's the Father. The Father prunes the bad. Father takes the dead out, of our lives too, in order to allow more good nourishment into our lives so that we prosper individually and collectively as a community. Jesus says, abide in me as I in you, just as vines and branches abide in each other. By asking us to abide in him, Jesus is calling us to share a home with him, really a living structure. And just as plants need soil and air and rain, and by the way, we got great rain last night, which is good for the new plants out there. Happy Earth Day. Jesus welcomes us individually to abide with him. And then Jesus offers the church to abide with him. And the church is a home of welcoming and home of rest, hopefully, and a home of shelter. Just all the things that we need in our lives to help us prosper and bear more fruit, both individually and as a church community. Jesus also knows it may be painfully necessary to prune out the bad in our lives, with the hope of allowing more space in our souls to allow him to abide as spiritual nourishment in our hearts. So abide in me as I abided you. And let us pray that the gardener will come into our lives and prune all that is dead and deadly in our lives in order that we may abide in Jesus as he abides in us, with the goal of bearing much fruit. Amen. Yeah.